Well, apparently, and I hope it went well, the tax counseling session that the great one, Tom Izzo, offered to his friend Mel Tucker is over. I'm assuming, Coach, that you gave him some tax advice and everything's going to be just fine. Good morning to you.
You guys wonder why I always wanted to be a football coach. Now you learn.
Yeah. Football, you've always said football was one of your great loves, maybe your first love now, but what great news. And I know that everyone comes to you for advice. So honestly, and Steve Courtney is standing by, and he is all ears, like Prince Charles. Have you talked to the coach about this deal, this offer?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit. I he's busy, I'm busy, but Alan and I talked a lot. And it's just the price of doing business nowadays. If it all comes to fruition, I don't know. There's so many half rumors out there, but I'm supportive of everything. I just want to make sure that we're doing what's right for Michigan State, for Mel Tucker, and for Alan Heller, and that's kind of the way I look at the whole thing. So we'll see what happens, but all good here. We got home about 2:30. Took a little Division II bus ride down there just so that I could stop off and see the red barn from Hoosiers with the with the basket on it and all the good things that go with that. But it was actually, guys, it was a memorable night. Yeah, because we won. But just the thought of that whole scenario in Hinkle Field was pretty cool for the coach.
Yeah, you're talking about a facility, coach, that was listed as a National Historic Landmark back in 1987, completed in 1928. I know you said that it was a bucket list thing going there, and it worked out well with the 73-52 win. Let's talk about Max Christie, because he really did, Tom, put on a show. Comes from a great pedigree. His mother, a 1,000-point scorer at Northwestern. His father played collegiate ball. And I'll tell you what, Max was on point last night, 18 points, of which 2 of 4 from beyond the arc. Nice performance.
Yeah, Max played very well. Played very well defensively, rebounded well, shot it well, and that was big. Both our wings, Gabe Brown had 19, and he did the same thing, in a different way. But I thought really the game was won defensively. We're still not shooting the ball real well. Better from the line. And we got more turnovers than you and Steve would have if you played. So that part is still a negative. But the defense and the rebounding is getting better. Our fast break is getting better. I love the shots we got last night. Poor Joey, he's got a pull cap, and he was short on everything, but he had 5 great looks. And so, we took a step forward going into a hostel. It was live there now. It was like they said, we pulled up and people had been, standing in line for hours and hours. So it was all good. It was good for our players. First time in, I think, 18 months, we played a road game with fans, So that was good.
Kind of a choppy basketball game, wasn't it, Coach? I mean, there were 45 fouls called. And there for a while, it seemed as though it was tough to really get any flow going. As a matter of fact, late in the second half, there was a 6-minute drought for us offensively. Joey Hauser, you alluded to, 0-for-5 from 3-point range. But let the records indicate, he took a foot to a very sensitive area about 5 minutes left in the first half. And I'd still be in the fetal position, but he was able to recover.
Yeah, he was, and you're right. From actually about the 13-minute mark, I think we had 20, and at the 4-minute mark of the first half, we had 22.
Wow.
So we put the Courtney offensive scheme in there for a while, and it didn't go so well, but we had good shots, and what you want to get out of your offense is have good shots. We had good shots. We missed them, some of them, but that's the least of my worries. It's the turnover and constantly improving defensively and rebounding in our fast break. And we did all those things except for the turnover. So, just got to keep working at it. And it just, as I said, it just doesn't look good, feel good, and we've got to correct that.
Well, defensively, I know, and I stated it earlier, you got a smile on your face, holding Butler to 28% from the floor. As a matter of fact, Tom, giving up absolutely 0 transition points. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of that. I mean, they got some guys that can shoot it. And LaBelle, who worked for John Beilein, has done a great job there. I really believe that. I'm watching tape at the end of last year. They beat Villanova. And so LaBelle has done a good job. He's a good coach, good guy. And, you know, they, too, went through a couple of droughts. And I think theirs was partly our defense, and probably our drought was partly their defense. But I just thought we had good enough looks to extend that lead. We just didn't make them. And yet, second half, we made a few more, and Gabe and Max got going. Marcus Bingham had a big game. He only had 10 points, but he had 6 rebounds, 6 block shots. He was an eraser last night. That helped.
It's going to be a force.
Yeah, we're making progress, guys. We got a long, long way to go. Our point guard's got to get better with that ball and everything. But, you know, they're making progress. And this time of year, you know, we've played 2 real BCS, you know, games. We lose to Kansas and we beat these guys on the road. So now we got Eastern Michigan, and my old assistant, Stan Heath, who took Indiana right to the rim the other day. And so we'll see what happens.
Eastern, well, it's gonna be a crazy Saturday at 5. What time does your pregame start?
4.
4 o'clock.
Four, yeah. So right after the football game, which starts at noon, doesn't it?
Yep, noon.
Yes, sir. Columbus.
And I know you'll want to.
It's a busy weekend for the Spartans, guys.
It is a very important one.
And a very important weekend for us. So we'll see, you know, what happens. But everything else, other than being a little tired, everything else is good.
Well, you just got home 5 hours ago. I appreciate you coming on board. I mean, seriously, you got home like 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Get a nap. Do you ever nap? You should take
a
nap.
Death is for naps. Remember that. That's what Judd would say.
I just wanted on record,
fact,
fellas. I contributed $20 to the Mel Tucker deal. Tom, could you make sure I get the appropriate tax forms?
And by the way, I could really use a loan. So if you could help me talk to Mel Tucker as well, I suppose that there'll be plenty of people with their hands out. Thanks, Coach. Beat Eastern.
All right, guys.
God bless you. MSU basketball coach extraordinaire Tom Izzo.